Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
There, it is Tell It Tuesday, and we're going to have the exciting Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. You know, Stephanie is the author of The Healing of the Wound, and she is also authoring The Healing of a Man's Heart. We have some jam-packed information for you today. But before we get started, I just want to, again, give shout-outs to all the August-born and July-born Leos out there. You know everyone on this show is a Leo. Stephanie Haynes is a Leo. Gloria Melion is a Leo. Miyoshi Marie is a Leo. And so am I. And I want to tell you this. My family really got me this weekend. They threw a flang-bang doodle, and they slapped me in. We had a ball. We had a great time. I didn't know what they were planning, but that was like an early birthday because my birthday is tomorrow, and I will be partying all the way through the month of August. But before we get going, our topic today is going to be about relationships with self. But in order to have a relationship with yourself, you have to be fearless no matter what happens. That is the root of true happiness, to move forward resolutely regardless of what lies in store. That is the spirit, the resolve that leads to human victory. But if we allow ourselves to be disturbed by petty criticism and slander, if we fear pressure and persecution, we will never advance or create anything of lasting value. So we have to be fearless with whatever we do out there. And before we bring Miss Haynes on to get your pads out, I'll just play you a little bit of this. Just to, you know, we're talking about relationships, and it's on the man's side. But when a man can feel this way and share it with you, it's going to make you feel better. It's going to make him feel better also.
If I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light.
Woman, they cannot say that to their mate or their partner or their friend until they build a relationship with themselves. But tonight we're going to be speaking with Stephanie Haynes. She's going to tell us about relationships with self, basically focusing on men, because this is what we're talking about in this segment. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the line with us this evening? We're waking up with Linda McShann.
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and welcome back. We missed you last week, but we understand how things change up, but we're waiting on you today. Thank you again for taking our time to come and care and share with us. And I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you get started. I got my pad out, and I know that all the listeners have theirs out, so I'm just going to be quiet over here and say thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So, listeners, tonight we're going to be talking about how a man can have a relationship with self, right? So before you can have a relationship with anyone else, you got to really know who you are as an individual. So as a man, it is their responsibility to guide a woman into deeper feelings of love, respect, and the attraction for you. Now, if he don't do that, the relationship would gradually begin to fall apart and will usually end in a breakup. Why? In the past, a woman was almost completely dependent on a man for her survival. But that is not the case today. Because you have women out there, you know, doing their thing. You know, they, you know, I'm not going to say they don't need a man, but however, women out there, they are taking care of themselves financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Right? And there are some men out there doing the same. But I'm speaking to those men tonight that who want to be able to get into that relationship with a woman that, that can love deeply and take all their guards down and really reveal their true self, their authentic self. So I'm going to talk about thoughts and characteristics of a man. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Not only embrace the whole of a man being, but it's so comprehensive as to reach out to every condition and circumstances of his life. A man is literally what he thinks. His characters begin being the complete sum of all his thoughts. Now, as the plant springs from and could not be without the seed, so every act of a man springs from the hidden seed of thoughts and could not have appeared without them. This applies equally to those acts called spontaneous and unpremeditated, as to those which are deliberately executed. Act is the blossom of thought and the joy of joy and suffering are its fruit. Thus does a man garden in the sweet and the bitter fruitage of his own husbandry. Thoughts in the mind has made us what we are. By thoughts was wrought and built. If a man's mind have evil thoughts, pain comes on him. The will, the ox behind. Now, if one endures the impurity of thought, joy follows him as his own shadows should. Man is a growth by law and not a creation by artifact. And cause and effect is an absolute and undivided in the hidden realm of thought as in the world of visual and material things. Now, a noble and a spiritual-like character is not a thing of favor or chance, but it's the natural result of continued efforts in right thinking, the effect of long cherishing associating with spiritual-like thoughts, and ennoble and restored character by the same process. It's the result of continual harboring or growing thoughts. So man is made up unmade by himself. In the armory of thought, he forged the weapon by which he destroyed himself. He also fashioned the tools with which he's built for himself heavenly mansions or joy and strength and peace. Now, by right choice and true application of thought, men ascend to the divine perfection. Now, by the abuse and the wrong application of thought, he descends below the level of the beast. Now, between these two extremes are all the grades of character. And men in their maker and master of all the beautiful thoughts pertaining to the soul which have been restored and brought to light in this age. None is more gladding or fruitful of divine promise and confidence than this, that man is the master of thought. the molar of the character, and the maker and the shaper of the condition, the environment, and the destiny. You know, in Buddhism, we talk about mastering the mind. Don't allow the mind to master you. You master your mind. You know, so as a being of power, intelligent, and love, and the spirit of his own thoughts, man holds the key to every situation and contain within himself that transforming and rejuvenate agency by which he may make himself what he will. Now, man is always the master, even in his weakest and the most abandoned state, but in his weakness and his disgregation, he is the foolish master who misgoverns his own household. So when he begins to reflect upon his condition and to search diligently for the law upon which his begin his establishment, he then becomes the wise master, directing his energy with intelligence and fashioning his thoughts to fruitful issues, such as the conscious master. And the man can only thus become by discovering within himself the law of thought. Risk discovery is totally a matter of application, self-analysis, and experience. Now, only by much searching and mining of gold and the diamonds obtained, and the man can find every thought connected with his being. Now, if he will dig deep into the mind of his soul, and that he is the maker of his character, the molar of his life, and the builder of his destiny, he may unerringly prove, if he will watch control and alter his thoughts, tracing their effects upon himself, upon others, and upon his life and circumstances. Now, linking cause and effect by patient practice and investigation, and utilizing his every experience, even to the utmost travail, everyday occurrence, as a mean of obtaining that knowledge of himself, which is understanding, wisdom, power. Now, in this direction, as it is no other, is the law absolute fact. He that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Now, for only by patient practice and senseless importunity can a man enter the door of the temple of knowledge. Now, that effect on the thoughts of the circumstances. Now, a man's mind may be like to a garden, which may be intelligently cultivated or allowed to run wild. But whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth. If no useful seeds are put into it, then an abundance of useless weed seeds will fall therein and will continue to produce their kind. So men, when you're building your foundation, you want to build your foundation on a solid ground, right? Because when you build a house, you want to make sure the foundation is solid. Because if you don't, it's going to fall down one day. It's going to destroy one day. You remember Goldilocks and the Three Bears? Mm-hmm. And when they had it, went to each house, and when the wolf said, I will blow your house down, right? So if your home is not built on a solid foundation, meaning that you, the master, not the controller, but the masters, the head of the household. And if your foundation is not strong, then the dynamics in the relationship will fall apart.
Hmm.
There's no unity. There is no harmonious in the family unit, right? You know, the man is the head. And even though we have some strong women that are controlling and demasculating our men, so they cannot step up into their position to become men, then they become weakened. Then they're back. They take a step back, lose their confidence in men, within themselves, I would say. And then they stop distributing or, I would say, doing the duties of the man and the family and the household. They start to retreat, give up, right? So it's very important, just as a gardener who cultivates his plow, keeping it free from the weeds and growing the flowers and the fruit, which he requires, so may a man tend the garden of his mind, weeding out all the wrong, useless, and impure thoughts, and cultivating towards perfection the flowers and the fruit of light, useful, and pure thoughts. By pursuing this process, a man sooner or later discovers that he is the master gardener of his soul, the director of his life. He also reveals within himself the law of thought and understands with every increasing accuracy how the thought force and the mind element operate in the shaping of his character. Circumstances and destiny, thoughts and characters are one, and as characters can only manifest and discover itself through environment and circumstances. Now, the outer condition of a person's life will always be found to be harmoniously related to his inner state. This does not mean that a man's circumstances at any given time are an indication of his entire character, but that those circumstances are so intimidated and connected with some vital thought element now within himself that for the time being there are indispensable to his development. Now, every man is where he is by the law of his being, the thought which he has built into his character have brought him there. And in the arrangement of his life, there is no element of chance, but all in the result of a law which connects. Now, this is just as true of those who feel out of harmony with their surroundings as of those who are content with them. You know, because sometimes in the relationship, especially when things are not harmony, you know, no harmony in the relationship, and even though you're there living with your partner, and if your partner is not respecting you as a man, then, and if you're not a strong individual and have that self-confidence in who you are as a man, then you begin to start slacking and retreating back to boyhood, that little boy, and started being childlike. And then when you become childlike, then you make lose respect for you because she's looking for that man, that master, to be able to be the head of the household, that protector, that giver, that lover that she married in the beginning has been lost. So, as a progressive and evolving being, a man is where he is that he may learn, that he may grow, and as he learns the spiritual lessons which any circumstances can contain for him, it passes away and gives place to other circumstances. Man is a buffer by circumstances, so long as he believes himself to be a creature of outside conditions. But when he realizes that he is a creative power and that many commands that the hidden soil and the seed of his being, out of which circumstances grow, he then becomes the rightful master of himself. Now, when he becomes the rightful master of himself, that's when everyone in the household respects him, because now he's respecting himself. That circumstances go out of through every man knows who has for any length of time practiced self-control-ification. But he will have noticed that the alterations in his circumstances has been in exact ratio with his altered mental condition. So true is that when a man honestly applies himself to remedy the defeat in his character, the defects in his character, and makes swift and marked progresses, he passed rapidly station to. Now, the soul attracts that which it is secretly harbors, that which is love, and also that which is fear. It reaches the height of his cherished aspiration. It falls to the level of his unchaste desire. And circumstances are the mean by which the soul receives its own. Now, every thought, seed, soul, or allowed to fall into the mind and to take roots there, is producing its own blossom sooner or later into act and bearing its own fruitage of opportunity and circumstances. Good thoughts bear good fruit. Bad thoughts, bad fruit. Now, the outer world of circumstances shapes itself to the inner world of thoughts. And both pleasant and unpleasant external conditions are factors which makes for the ultimate good of the individual. Now, as the reaper of his own harvest, man learns both by suffering and bliss, following the inmost desires, aspirations, thoughts, by which he allows himself to be dominated. Now, most women don't want to be able to dominate their men. Most women want men to stand up and be that man, and as I stated earlier, to protect them. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's very important that when you start to developing yourself, is to make that conscious effort to work on yourself. You know, where you weak at, your weakest point, work on those things. The sad thing for me is to see a woman in a relationship talking down to her man, discrediting him. And it's very important that women, when you do that, your children are looking at you. And they think that's what they should do to men. Please correct that. Don't do that. Because we have men in our society that have been abused, neglected, and maybe not had a father figure or a mother figure in their lives to train and bring them up into the world. And without no guidance. So what happens that when these young boys become young men and adults, they bring that same childhood behavior into their young adult and adult years. And that's why we have these men that these women think they can groom and treat like kids and dominate them, because the men don't know better. Right? So men do not attract that which they want, but they wish they are. What's in you gonna come out of you. And you know, they say you attract what you are.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah. So, Miss Lynn, you have any questions for me before I go on?
No, I'm listening and I'm writing over here. I'm just getting, I like the idea about the circumstances and cultivating that garden, making sure that the useful seeds are placed in there. You know, to have that garden built with good flowers is so that you can, as you're growing, you are learning at the same time. It's not really a question. I just like that information on that, you know, because it does stimulate the patience and the practice and the experience. It all comes from the thought. So it starts with you. It starts within. So I just noted that. So no, I don't have any questions. I'm just listening here and hope everybody else is getting good stuff out of this.
Okay. So, you know, and we're going to talk a little about, you know, get into a relationship, the beginning of the relationship and how it started and what's happened when the beginning stages of a relationship, right? So after you create the relationship with yourself, you know, making sure that you are solid because you attract what you are, mm-hmm. you know, and getting together as a couple is an asset, not two needy people getting together and bringing their baggage along. There's going to always be conflict. It's going to be a needy relationship because you have not worked on yourself. Right. So in the beginning of a relationship, it is the easy part because everything feels new, wonderful, and exciting. So the question is, when you get past the easy part and get to the most difficult stages of the relationship, where you and her truly fall in love and deeply commit to each other for life. Now that only happens, now as a man, it is your responsibility to guide a woman into the deeper feelings of love, respect, the attraction for you. If you don't do that, the relationship will gradually begin to fall apart and will usually end in a breakup. Why? So now, in the past, a woman was almost completely dependent on a man for her survival. She had to remain a virgin until marriage and then stick with her chosen man for life, even if she wasn't happy because divorce wasn't pretty much forbidden during those times. Now, back in the 1900s, for an example, right, the divorce rate was less than 10% across the developed world, whereas today it is at an average of 50%. Now, if you want to keep a relationship together with a woman, you got to be able to deepen her feelings of respect. Love and attraction for you over time, much of this comes down to your ability to be an attractive man in her eyes. Right, so there is no greater feeling in the world than the excitement and the thrill that you experience at the beginning of a relationship. Everything is new, fresh, and exciting, and you and the woman are buzzing with new feelings, love, lust, and belonging. Finding a new girlfriend, and that gives you a feeling of satisfaction and achievement. Now, you are now officially a member of an exclusive club called a couple club, right? Now you can hang out with your friends as couples. Now, no more lonely nights, no more hanging out, trying to find the right girl, and no more anxiety about approaching women. No more being the only only without a woman at a party, or being the third wheel when you hang out with your buddy and his girlfriend. So now, where do you go from here? Now, once the dust has settled, the excitement of being at the beginning of the relationship has worn off. Many guys find themselves stuck and unsure on how to proceed. Now, most people assume that you should just keep hanging out, having sex, and seeing each other, and that will cause both of you to fall deeper in love with each other. Yeah, that's not how it works. Now, if you want a woman to gradually feel deeper and stronger feelings of love, respect, and attraction for you, then you need to be what she referred to as a real man. All right? So don't seek advice from another woman. Since a lot of us grew up without a lot of male role models around them, much of the information they get about dating and relationship comes from women, their mother, their grandmother, sister, or school teachers. The fact is, while women do not want while women do know what they want from a man, they are too ashamed to say it in the public or even around most friends. Why? They can't say. So I like a confident guy who knows he can have me. He's so confident and sure of himself that I have to impress him to get with him. Instead, they would say, I like a nice guy who listens. Who listens, is caring, and doesn't think he just have me, because they don't want to give all guys the impression that they are actually a lot easier to pick up than they let on. Now, growing up, a mother may tell her son to be a nice boy, to shower his girlfriend with flowers and gifts, to call her or text her, email her every day, and do what his girlfriend tells him to do. Okay? She'll say that being nice and being a gentleman is the way to ensure he doesn't get dumped before the beginning of the relationship has even had a chance to get started. Yet, in reality, women do not respond well. Guys being extra nice in the hope of being rewarded with love, sex, and affection. Now, this getting to know each other, period, at the beginning of the relationship is crucial. And it's what will determine whether the relationship is going to develop into something serious and long-term, or whether it goes to fizzle out or die right at the start. Now, while a mother has good intentions for telling her son that sorts of things, it is not the answer to keeping a woman interested in guiding both of you and into deeper feelings of love, respect, and attraction for each other. Now, I always tell my clients that sex is only 20% of the relationship. It's the 80%. Because after the sex goes, what's going to happen in the relationship, right? So you have the women, so there are women are more attracted to an alpha male than any other type of male. An alpha male is strong, but mentally and emotionally, he's confident, he's self-assured, and he's the kind of guy who knows what he wants and goes out and get it. Now, the opposite of an alpha male, it's the lower-ranking male, starting from the beta male and going all the way down to the omega male. Now, the lower-ranking male is missing, lack confidence and self-esteem, and is the kind of guy who lives around hoping for life to happen. Now, a guy like that will often be able to get lucky to the beginning of a relationship with a woman, but once this initial lust buzz has worn off, the woman will usually dump him and move on. Now, the lower-ranking male will usually do whatever they can, including drinking alcohol to work up the courage to approach a woman, to put on a brave front and approach women that find attraction, and do whatever they can to impress the woman and hope that she gives him the phone. Yeah. So you have any question?
No, I'm listening. I'm looking at this alpha, beta, and omega man and how that works out. But you're absolutely correct, because you want someone that's confident and strong, and you don't want to be stronger than your mate. You don't want to have to do all the protecting. You want to be protected, and that's very, very important. Men are, like you say, you know, it depends on how they was raised, what they had around them on that. And this is so good that you're sharing this because, you know, like you said, sex is only 20%. After that, it's out the way. What is the 80%, you know, when that's up there? So it's, in the beginning, it's all great and exciting, but it basically, I'm hearing here that it's, well, like you said, as a man, think it, that's what he is. So it really goes on to him getting that relationship with himself and growing and nurturing and putting that good seed in the garden so that he, and you can basically tell a confident man, you can tell an insecure man, you know, if you just sit and watch and listen to him close enough, or their actions of how they do. I like the take charge person. Okay, even though I can take charge, but I like to know that my mate can take charge. You know, I like to make him think he's taking charge or whatever, but he has to demonstrate that. So men must have a relationship with self, just as women. You have to know who you are. That was the first segments that you spoke about, knowing who you are. You have to know who you are before you step out there, and that's like a good thing. And question-wise, I'm looking at our time frame here. We got maybe about 13 minutes, and before I interrupt you and go in, is this going to move on one segment or two segments? Do we have a part two on this particular pick, or where are we going to go next
week
on that?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you got a part two.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
To look forward
so we talked
about.
Huh?
No, I said to look forward to that. That's I know you go two and three parts, sometimes four, whatever needs to be done to get the breakdown to the closure of it. But it's very helpful here, because it's all about you. For male or female, but it's all about you. If he's confident, then he's going to demonstrate that. And one question you had is like, he doesn't attract what he wants. I'm kind of confused on that. Is that what you said, or did I hear that correctly?
No, you attract what you are.
Okay. Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you attract what you are.
Okay. All right. That's my question. Session here. I'm checking out and writing as you go, but it's very, very interesting because we have to start with self.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about the lower ranking male, which is usually do whatever they can, including drinking alcohol, to work up the courage to approach a woman, to put on a brave front and approach women they find attractive. Now, for there, they will say and do whatever they can to impress the woman and hope that she gives her phone number out, kisses him, dates him, and commit to being in a relationship with him. Now, if they are lucky enough to get a dating relationship going on with a woman, it's usually with the type of woman who doesn't have a lot of relationship experiences, is desperate to find a new guy right away, or a rebound, using him as a rebound, or who isn't very attracted to most men. Now, sometimes, though, a guy will score an awesome woman, the type of guy, the type of women that most guys want, but it usually won't last for very long. Now, as the relationship gets going, he won't just can't stop his lower-ranking male style of thinking from causing problems between himself and the woman.
Mm.
For example, he will, number one, be insecure. Now, insecurity creeps in, and he begins to question his good looks. He begins to wonder why his woman likes him and assume that she will likely dump him soon, just like most girls have done him in the past before. Number two, be unable to control his jealousy, stemming from his insecurity and lack of confidence. He will begin to feel jealous. He'll secretly feel that any guy that she interacts with will be a threat to his relationship with her. The lower-ranking male thinking will cause him to start accusing her of liking other guys or even cheating. He might even tell her that if she wants to stay with him, she's going to have to stop talking to other guys she knows, who he thinks will steal her from him.
Wow.
That's their control issue, right? Number three, feel submissive or powerless around her. After putting on a confident front at the beginning of the relationship,
mm-hmm.
these guys will gradually become submissive by handing over their power to the woman. He will pretty much let the woman become the dominant one to the point where she ends up feeling like the man in the relationship, and that turns both of them off each other sexually.
Wow. And on that note, we're going to number four because I'm getting ready to wrap it. We got the lore, man. We'll pick up on the beta and the alpha on the next segment, but we're going to have to wrap it up. So we got number four is what, Stephanie?
Okay, so number four is nothing is worse for a woman than being seduced into a new relationship only to discover that it was all an act, or that the guy really doesn't know how to guide her into deeper feelings of love, respect, and attraction. All he can do is get to the beginning of a relationship, have sex, go hang out together at a few cool places, the beach in the movie, and then that's all he got to offer. That's all he got to offer, right? So without continuous seduction, a relationship, it may as well be a friendship. Continuous seduction is what keeps a woman and a man turned on and wanting more as the years go on. And on that note, Miss Linda, we can toast.
You know what, and I like that because I put a big star by continuous seduction. That's very, very important on there. Well, Stephanie Haynes, again, you know, you might be born in July, but you still a Leo. You know, these Leos are still celebrating around here. And I know how it goes from the month of July into August, because Leos take care of both of those months and they do it up. I know that you're busy out there. It's active out there, and everybody is there because of your magnetic spirit. They want to be around. So I appreciate you again coming on. I'm kind of tired from the weekend, but I'm getting ready to start all over again. And I can say to you is enjoy, enjoy, enjoy your birthday celebration, because we celebrate the whole month. July and August.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Just the way Leos do. And I tell everybody, you know, there's four Leos on this show. You better get the water hose out, okay? Because they send plenty, plenty fine. We appreciate you coming on this evening. I'm sitting up here now trying to figure out what the next move is. And shoot, by the actual birthday, you're worn out because you've been partying from all... I've been going from August 1st all the way, but that's just the way we do it. So on that note, we're going to say thank you to you listeners. This is Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart. And we're on segments focusing on the men at this particular time, because that is the second book that's out there. And I hope that gentlemen are calling in. They don't have to say anything. Just listen and get this great advice, because you're getting it from the master here. As you say, you must be able to master your mind, and you are going to attract what you are. So if you're tired of attracting scuttle bombs, then change it up. And the same way for the ladies, too. And on that note, I'm going to take us out of here, Stephanie, and play a little bit of that Secret Garden by Quincy. You know, we old school, but I'm just trying to make sure we keep it on their minds to plant that seed. And we love you. Thank you. Thank you again. And please have a lovely evening.
You too, Miss Linda.
All righty. Enjoy.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret. Tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I wanna read your mind, know your deepest feelings. I wanna make it right for you.
Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.